My talk today is creative fulfillment. The theme for the month has been beauty, art, nature, and aesthetics. And I saw that daily guide. Actually, my beloved soul sister, Christina, sent that to me via text earlier this week saying, oh, hey, I thought you would like this. I had not yet fully come into my talk, and that was because I needed that first, because there it was in the title of that daily guide, Creative Fulfillment. If it's already done, what's mine to do? What's ours to do? What's yours to do? Because we hear this all the time in our philosophy. We're kind of famous for these phrases that we toss around quite a bit. It's already done. It's already done, you know? And it's like, yeah, it's already done. And then I leave and I'm like, what does that even mean? I don't even know what that means. It's already done. But, you know, we nod our head and head out the door hoping it'll come to us at some point soon. So let's start with that. I know I'm not alone in that. Yeah. Like abundance and prosperity, abundance and prosperity. Seriously? Yes, seriously. So creative fulfillment, and I want to use the theme of nature to help us understand what this is today. Because creative fulfillment is a principle. It's actually a core principle in our spiritual philosophy. And I'm going to use the acorn principle or the seed principle to help us really understand what this means. It's already done. So we know that the oak tree is in the acorn. I have no idea how the oak tree is in the acorn, all right? In fact, any seed is the principle of it's already done, right? We're seeing it now in the month of August, the month of harvest here in Alaska. It's incredible. But what did we start with? We started with the seed. We started with the picture or the idea of what it is we wanted to grow or eat or see flower in our yard. And so this is a really miraculous aspect of nature and creation, that the oak tree is in the acorn. Now, it's not so much that, you know, we take this mighty oak tree and we crush it down and pulverize it and stuff it into, you know, the acorn, and then it, you know, it pops out. That's not quite what it is. But rather, the acorn already contains the perfect pattern and potential to become the oak. Packed inside that seed is the invisible pattern perfectly designed to become the oak. Inside that hard shell, you know where I'm going with this, is eternal perfection. All right? I've been reading the works of Derek Rydall. Fabulous, fabulous new book called Emergence. He says the acorn doesn't come here as an empty shell and then set out to make something out of itself. And neither were you. Okay? So the already done, it's already done concept, and this is something I want to encourage you to contemplate. You know, you sit still, you turn off all your distractions, you light the candle, because this kind of stuff really needs to become embodied. At least that's my experience. Knowing it, talking about it, having the intellectual fired up conversations is all necessary. And at some point, it becomes powerful when it comes into you in a really profound way. And that's what's been happening to me this whole summer, this whole idea of it's already done. So I'm so excited to, you know, be here talking about this with you. So we don't have to look past Mother Nature most of the time. She is the ultimate teacher when we want to understand what it means when it's already done. All right? So let's go ahead and take that now and apply it to our own lives. Because if it's already done, if the oak tree is already in the acorn, if the tomato is already in the seed, if the bloom is already in the seed, then I'm already done. See, and the thing about that is that makes self-improvement an oxymoron. Because if you're already done, how can you improve upon something that's perfect, whole, and complete? I mean, it's not like the acorn becomes the oak tree and the forest goes, oh man, you're just not enough. You need to go take some lessons on how to be an oak tree. You need to read this book. You need to go see that person, take that class, right? So this is about understanding and getting and embodying what we're saying here today. Because you see, we've been taught, told, and trained that we're not enough. And I, like you, have spent most of my adult life going out there to figure it out and learn and get and all of that. But today, I'm declaring for all of us a radical transformation. I'm really declaring an awakening in consciousness today, because I feel that it's time, and you're all here clearly saying it's time for you, because out of all the things you could be doing today, here's where you are. Here's how James Hillman talks about this in The Soul's Code. He basically says, locked up in the seed of your soul is not just an image or a calling. It is the fully realized self formed in the invisible dimension of your being, not dependent on anything outside of you for its existence, as it already possesses the power of substance to manifest whatever it needs. That's a filet mignon of truth. I could read that, and did last night, several times over, chewing on the power of that sentence is just enormous. In the invisible dimension of your being, it's just like the oak tree and the acorn. We could say that that oak tree lives in the invisible dimension until it is realized. However, everything the oak tree could ever need to be the oak tree is already nestled in the seed of that acorn. So it turns out last night, aside from Ernest Holmes, I had a date with Neville Goddard, and he and I are going to be having another date, because Neville and I just had this powerful experience last night. It just came out of nowhere, and 4 hours later, I'm just like, wow. This is incredible. Here's what Neville says. Creation is finished. See, and that's what we're going to touch on today. If that's the case, then what's mine to do? It's like, well, if it's done, what do you need me for? Right? Creation is finished. Creativeness is only a deeper receptiveness for the entire contents of time and all space, while experienced in a time sequence. In other words, all that you ever have been or ever will be, in fact, all that mankind ever was or ever will be, exists now. See, we have difficulty wrapping our brains around that, wrapping our heads and our hearts around that, because like I said, we're living in a lullaby, perhaps, that we still have to get, we still have to attain, we still have to go out here and attract and bring back here. But today, we're suspending that for just a moment and stepping into this possibility, this truth that, wait a second, if God already, and if the word God doesn't work for you, just pick whatever word is your word, that doesn't matter. If the Creator has already created, and that's already done, therein is a radical shift to our relationship to creation. He says, this is what is meant by creation. And the statement that creation is finished means nothing is ever to be created. It is only to be manifested. What is called creativeness is only becoming aware of what already is. I love that. That just rocked my world last night. I was like, wow. Creativeness is only becoming aware of what already is. You simply become aware of increasing portions of that which already is. It's just like the seed. When we put the seed in the ground, it's not like, bam, there's the whole expression of the tomato plant with the red tomatoes on it. It's increasing portions of its already done expression. First you see the little shoot, then you see it grow, and then you see the little buds, and then you see the little green tomatoes, then the tomato grows full, and then it becomes fully ripened. It's a process, a progressive process, yet the entirety of that process is already in the seed. The entirety of your life, the entirety of your highest expression is already coded in your soul, in who you are. Here's how Ernest Holmes says it. Always man uses. He never creates anything. Wow. I can feel my ego going, huh? Who does he think he is telling me I don't create anything? I did that, I did that, I did that. But last night as I was having that experience, I thought, okay, well, let's look at it from this new perspective. And it was powerful and exciting to think that instead of me actually creating the events of my life, that I simply selected them from this banquet of it's already done. Okay, so if it's already done, if, as Neville says, if creation is finished and all events are taking place now, if, as Holmes says, we never create, we only use, then what's ours to do? How can we have creative fulfillment if it's already done? Isn't that just a great question? Okay, I thought it was a great question. How can I have creative fulfillment if it's already done? I go back to Neville. The whole of creation exists in you. Now, you know, I respect that that can be a little overwhelming because there's a lot being created out there right now. And some of it we kind of go, don't want that within me. However, when we mature and awaken and realize that, in fact, it is in us, and that's how we're seeing it out here, it's a game changer. It's a game changer because then, instead of debating and arguing and all of that, we can move into, as Jenna's song was saying, we can choose, we can see, we can feel the solution. We can get into the solution. I was watching a video of somebody the other day, Matt Kahn, and he says the only way you can be discussing everything that's not working is because you're not in the solution of it. Yeah, I know. I was like, wow. Okay, well, that cuts out about 3/4 of my conversation. Uh-oh. Okay, I guess I'll go into silent meditation here. So the whole of creation exists in you, and it's your destiny to become increasingly aware of its infinite wonders and to experience even greater and grander portions of it. You know, so many of us are questioning, why am I here? Why am I here? What is this all about? Well, here's an answer today, that you are here to become increasingly aware of the infinite wonders of that which is already done and to experience even greater and grander portions of it. So how do we do this? How do we experience even greater and grander portions of it? Well, for anybody who's hung around me long enough, you know that it's a two-word answer. Spiritual practices. Spiritual practices. I have no idea what my life would be like if I didn't have my spiritual practices. I'm not even quite sure I would still be in a life if I didn't have my spiritual practices. I don't know how people do it. I can't fathom only knowing what's out here and only resting with what's being said out here. I can't fathom it. So here at the center, we teach and practice spiritual practices. One of them is being meditation. We do it every Sunday. I teach the 1-minute meditation, just in case you've got the excuse that you can't meditate or you don't have time to meditate. Everybody's got 60 seconds, and if you don't, let's do some prayer. 60-second meditation, because spirit is with us all the time, because I am the I am. You are the thing itself. So when you slip into the silence and just focus on your breathing, it's already there. So there's no delay in its arrival to your experience. You know what I'm saying? So 60 seconds gets the job done. Meditation. Visioning. This is another way. See, because with meditation, because part of this is all about our concept of the self, all right? And this is one of the things we are awakening to. We are realizing that we have had an extremely limited idea and version of who we really are. And it took me quite a bit of time to really go through what I had to go through to be able to say today, I am the I am. It's taken a good, 10 so years, because I grew up in a religion that taught me that God was outside of myself. It was a man, the whole thing up in the sky, sometimes didn't have good days, may or may not answer my prayers, all of that. It took a lot of time to, Lord, I am not worthy to receive you. I mean, you know, it has taken some time to undo all that training, heal from it, and then open up and accept something new, which is the beauty of coming back again and again and again to a place like this. Then we have visioning. Okay? Visioning is this powerful tool that goes beyond meditation. See, in meditation, you spend some time really breaking down the walls and the barriers to who you really are. You know, that divine self that we talk about, you know, nestled in the center of your own beingness and all of that. Meditation really helps go beyond your own concepts of who you are and touch that divine place. Visioning allows us to have increasing awareness and increasing concepts and consciousness about what's possible, because in visioning we say it's already done. There's already a perfect pattern for this thing, my life. And in visioning you open up to listening to it, because see, in our philosophy we believe that you can talk to God because you're it. So you're talking to it, it's talking to you, it's hearing you. We believe in a God that's awake, aware, alive, responding, and responsive. That is great versus a God that's, well, dead or not available, right? We believe in an intimate, one-on-one, unique experience with the thing itself. So envisioning, which I have done, and it's powerful, all right? You open up to these grander concepts of what is already done for you. Because, you know, here we are living our lives. We're saying, it's great, it's good, I'm grateful, blah, blah, blah. And where's this thing? Or when is this happening? Or there's got to be more. I'm happy, but I feel this nudge that there's more. Envisioning, you open up to the oak tree. And you just allow yourself to receive and hear that for you. And, of course, prayer. See, here's the thing about affirmative prayer. We get up here every day, we talk about the practitioners, we all stand up. But my question to you is, how many of you have actually come up and gotten a one-minute miracle? But if you haven't, why? See, affirmative prayer is in perfect alignment with this idea of it's already done. Because in our philosophy, we don't beg to a God outside of ourselves. Oh, please, if you're in a good mood today, if I did this right, if you have the time, could you please really appreciate it? No. We don't do that. In our philosophy, because we already know it's done, at some point we turn away from the conditions that are trying to convince us via facts, and we turn towards this idea that it's already done. And affirmative prayer allows us to use the language of it already being done. It's the realization step. If you haven't had the experience of affirmative prayer, I want to encourage you to experience it today. This is what else Neville says about this idea of what's mine to do. What determines the events which you encounter? The answer is your concept of yourself. Uh-oh. That's a whole nother talk for a whole nother time. But concepts determine the route that attention follows. Listen to this. Concepts of yourself determines the route that your attention follows. He says there's only one substance. It's consciousness. And imagination forms substance into concepts, and concepts are manifested as conditions and things. So today, I am suggesting to you that the next spiritual practice we need to add to the list, and I am adding it to my list, is imagination. That is the answer to, well, if it's already done, what's mine to do? Imagination is creative fulfillment. I know. Imagination is creative fulfillment. Now think about this. Here's this creator who is intelligent. It knows all because it is all. It is all. It is all substance. It already has done anything and everything that could ever be. And what does it give itself to play the game out? The faculty of imagination. Our ability to imagine anything we desire. No wonder Ernest Holmes said, true imagination is not fanciful daydreaming, it is fire from heaven. Now I understand what that means. I don't think I really understood what that meant until last night. Fire from heaven. fire. It ignites it. It fires it up. If you can say, here's what's going on in my life, I don't like it. And you say, okay, well, what is it you want to experience? I want to experience this thing here. Great. And you close your eyes and you spend the time seeing it, seeing you in it, feeling it. We spend so much time hooked into the world of effects, and the world of effects is insane right now. It's wacky out there. It's crazy. The circus has arrived. The tent is up. The clowns are out. It's happening. So the question is, what are you using your imagination for? I come from a background where the faculty of imagination was used from fear and worry. Always. What if? What if this happens? What if that happens? What if the other shoe drops? Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I always used to think, well, if the other shoe drops, I can put it on and go for a walk. But that wasn't quite what they were always holding out, that idea of worry, using the imagination to imagine the worst. I'm encouraging you today to wipe the slate clean, start anew, and use the gift of your imagination to turn away from what's not working in your life and imagine it. Because if it's already done, then what is just something you've selected. And as a creator, now you can just select something else. So what's ours to do is to change our relationship to the creative process. Even the law of attraction has completely changed for me. See, when they did that movie, The Secret, you know, they got a lot of flack because they were too materialistic. But I don't blame those guys, because we're materialistic. And they served us right at the level that we were and are at. How do I get? But you see, now I'm realizing, uh-oh, I'm having a change with the law of attraction. Because if it's already done, there's nothing out here to get. There's nothing out here to go get, do, and bring back here. But rather, the law of attraction has already done the work. If it's already done, if the highest expression of who you are is already right where you are, that means that the law of attraction has already gone out, and just like the acorn has gathered up all that is necessary for you to be the thing that you need to be or want to be. That's fabulous. That's another thing we can check off the list of what we don't have to do. Because we get very attached to, what do I have to do? What do I have to do? Because we come from a world of doing. This philosophy in this community says, yeah, it's got its place, but let's not forget the beingness. The beingness. So imagination and attention. Because when we do these talks, I always like to know, give me the how. I always appreciate getting fired up and inspired, but I need to leave here with something I can apply, because that's what the science of mind and spirit is all about. Ernest Holmes always said, don't memorize my words and go out there and repeat them. Go practice this thing. Go prove it. Go prove this thing that I'm talking about today. Imagination and intention. Imagine yourself to be the ideal and remain attentive to it. See, because I don't have the time to get into it today, but something more is going to come from all of this, because this is a missing piece for me, and maybe it is for you too. Really slowing down the movie reel and getting into, how do I see it? How do I turn away from not having any money and see all of my bills paid with ease? It's easy to say, but in my experience, it has not always necessarily been an easy thing to do. So I really want to develop something that helps us deepen this practice of being able to see it. Because when you see it, that's how you feel it. And feeling is creation. That's why you could stick as many yellow post-it notes around the house with as many affirmations as you want. At some point you go, why isn't this working? You gotta feel it. You gotta see it. Affirmations are great, and it's part of a bigger formula of seeing it. Like you had in your song today, I see it, I feel it, I choose it, I know it. Attention chooses what you will be preoccupied with mentally. I have been preoccupied with everything that has nothing to do with the advancement of my oak tree life. I have had to unhook from the news. I've had to unhook from the social media. I've had to unhook from the world of effects, because it is wasting my time. And it's keeping me in the thing of it and not the solution of it. And I think we are all here to be in the solution of things. But this takes practice. You got to want this. You got to want it. And I feel that we all do, because we know that it is already done. There's something greater and bigger than this. And what's ours to do today is to select it, to see it, to feel it, and to keep our attention on it. All of these guys say the same things. Draw away from the outer and turn within. That's why it's important to have a relationship with yourself. And if you don't have a relationship with yourself, ask a practitioner, ask Reverend Don, get some help so that you can heal any disconnect with your own sense of self, because it's magnificent. You have an oak tree in you. And it's just waiting for you to put your full attention on it so it can utilize all the nutrients it's already drawn to it to become what it is to become. So if you want to know what the work is, what's mine to do, okay, I can accept creative fulfillment. I can accept it's already done. But you got to give me something to go do. Then the thing we have to go do is attention. Attention is the work. The first part is I accept, I'm going to play this game for 30 days. I'm going to accept for 30 days that this thing that I have been desiring in my life is already done. I'm just going to accept it, okay? Once you accept it, guess what happens? You become the channel for it. It's like, hey, she's already accepted it. Here we go. It awaits our acceptance of it. You got to turn away from what isn't and accept what is. Why? Because you know it's already done in the invisible. So you're going to pull back the curtain. You're going to reach in. You're going to say, okay, I want this, 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 and this. And you're going to bring it into your consciousness, and you're going to accept that it's yours. Then you're going to put your attention on it. You're going to choose something in your life that has an attention, has your attention. Family drama. I'm sure all of us can take some attention away from the family drama of our lives, especially the stuff that we're not necessarily involved in, but we're involved in because we're family. Wherever your attention is that you know it isn't serving you, take it away and put it on to this thing. Attention. And do these spiritual practices. Come get prayer today. Come begin to expand your consciousness into what's possible so that you can increase the concept that you have of your oak tree life. I mean, maybe it's not the full oak tree. Maybe it's just the branch. Maybe it's the trunk. Just start where you're at. So let's take a breath. Exhale.